Jerry pulled one of my cloths higher over my neck, then walked up and down, trying to keep warm. At 12:30, Jerry rang the doorbell and asked if the gentleman still wanted the cab. The man at the door said,
"Oh, yes, you'll be wanted."
At 1:00, the door opened, and two men came out. They got in the cab without a word, and told Jerry where to drive. It was 3 kilometres away, and when the men got out, they didn't say they were sorry for the long wait, but they were angry when Jerry made them pay for the extra waiting time. But it was money hard-earned. When we got home, Jerry could not speak, and his cough was terrible. But he groomed me and made sure that I was warm and comfortable. It was late the next morning before anyone came, and then it was only Harry. He cleaned us and gave us our food, but was very quiet. Later that morning he came again, and this time Dolly came with him. She was crying, and I discovered from their conversation that Jerry was dangerously ill.